Now, we have here verse 12, and as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an attentive ear. And you've seen a beautiful earring in a woman's ear, and in our day we've seen men wearing them, but I never saw one that I thought was attractive. But you have seen a woman wear a beautiful earring. Well, that is the proper thing that reveals the fact that there are times when a person should be reproved and should be rebuked. It's very important to see that, because we're living in a day when if you say anything publicly, especially unkind, all people say, "My, I tell you, you've lost the individual. You'll never be able to win them." Well, my friend, if they're the right kind of individual, you'll win them. And if they're the wrong kind, you wouldn't be able to win them anyway. And there are times that a reproof should be made. Now, verse 13, as the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them who send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. Now, in that day, they brought down snow from Mount Hermon, and they packed it and brought it down, and in time of harvest, and it gets hot in that land. I tell you, that snow was good. How wonderfully it tasted. Well, that is what a faithful messenger is. No wonder the Lord is going to say to some, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And we like to have faithful people. A man wants a faithful wife. He loves his faithful children. He wants faithful employees. If he's a pastor, he wants a faithful staff and a faithful people. And the people want a faithful pastor. Faithful is a very wonderful thing. And it's just like having a good cold drink on a hot day to have someone that's faithful. Now, verse 14, whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. We've had that before. And I used to get, when I was pastor, letters from men that would tell me about how wonderful they were. A man wrote, I remember one time he said he was an evangelist, he was a Bible teacher, he was a singer, he was a pianist, he could do everything, and he wanted to come hold a meeting. And I read the letter, and the officers of the church began to laugh, and they said to me, "Why don't you invite him?" Why, I said, I'd never invite that man for two reasons. The first reason is, if he's the kind of a man he says that he is, why, after our people here had heard him, they'd never want to hear me again. And I'm not going to invite him. And the second reason is, I have a notion that we have a man here that's boasting of a gift that he does not have. What a picture that is. And that is the picture of the apostates in the last days. You remember Jude describes them in the most vivid language. He speaks of them as being clouds without water, raging waves of the sea, just foaming out their own shame. Now, as we move on down into this passage here, verse 16, hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. Now, may I say to you, in the Old Testament, honey illustrates natural sweetness. There was no honey permitted in the bread or meal offering. And that offering speaks of Christ, speaks of the human Jesus, if you please. And there was no natural sweetness in it. Have you ever met anybody that they're so sweet? You know, they say so many sweet things, almost makes you sick. Well, notice what it says here. Don't take in too much honey, because it'll make you sick at your tummy.